We're doing the Ketzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chayim, and we had learned that the strings have to be spun and woven and made for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis, and one has to ensure that he buys strings that are kosher for tzitzis from a place that's a reliable source. Halacha Tet, Mekom Tliyat Chutei Tzitzit, where on the corner do we hang the strings of tzitzis? Where on the corner of the garment? So, Hutoch Shalosh Etzbot Meshulei HaBeged, you measure three thumbs width from the corner. So you go three thumbs width up, and three thumbs within, and this is the place where the tzitzis, the hole for the tzitzis has to be. The yesh machmirim afilu sorry. V'tov limdod b'shalosh etzbot asmuchot zo lezo amak mitzah v'zeret. So he says it's best to measure it with three fingers that are near one another. The pinky and the next two fingers. These three fingers. Meaning from the middle finger down to the pinky, that's a good way of measuring three fingers, he says. Ve'lo itla tzitzit lemala mishiul zeh. The tzitzis shouldn't be higher than this. V'chen yagbia mesof shulei habeged kishiul sheyesh mitchilat agudolo mekom tzmichat atziporen benkudat ashave labasar. And he says, and has to be, that's the maximum height, up to three fingers. And it has to be, the minimum height, is it has to be high from the bottom of the garment, at least from where the nail begins growing, from over here, from the end of the thumbnail, up to the knuckle. This high, it has to be from the bottom of the garment. The minimum height is this. Otherwise, it's not on the corner. Meaning, so again, you go from the knuckle to the end of the thumb, and you measure up from the bottom of the garment and in from the end of the garment. So now you have this high and this much in. And then you say, okay, it's got to be above this little triangle, a thumb's width high, not a thumb's width, I'm sorry, the length of the thumb from the first knuckle, not really the knuckle, the bend, what do you call this?
Sure.
Where you, the joint, right, from the first joint to the end of the thumb, you measure that. And that high and that much in is the minimum. It's got to be above that, and no higher than three fingers. So within that area is called that it's on the corner. Ad kesher arishon shba agudal, till the first joint in the thumb. V'hu shiul kesher gadol, and that's the measurement that's called kesher gadol. V'shiurim eile shlosh etzbot v'kesher gadol. To measure these, you have to measure the way we said, a straight line going up and a straight line going in. Don't take a diagonal from the corner, because that's not the measurement. The measurements we just said are measured a straight line going up and a straight line going in. You guys got that? Yeah? Clear. But you don't take a diagonal from the corner. You don't measure, you don't say, well let's make a straight line going up from the corner, three fingers, and that'll be the area of where the tzitzis have to be. No. The way we said, you measure three fingers going up, three fingers going in, and within that area it has to be, and it can't be closer than from the joint to the end of the thumb, and from the joint to the end of the thumb, within this area. So you have this area over here, and then every tzitzis I've seen is done, right?
But this part, I always forget, is supposed to be out or next to your body, the extra part? This, you're supposed to wear it. What's supposed to be next to your body? This side or this side?
There's no halach in that. People say one way, people say the other way. There's no real halach. The only thing is you should be consistent. Meaning the Arizal says whatever tzitzis are usually on your right should remain on your right. Whatever's on the left should remain on your left. It's a concept that appears in the Gemara as well. Okay, so Bezrat Hashem, should we do one more halacha?
Yes.
Okay. Yaseh negev bo chatalit. So you make the hole lengthwise in the talis, going lengthwise. Uchshikshot chutei tzitzit, and when you tie the tzitzis, yikshirem berivach, tie them loosely. Shelo yitkamet habeged mimkom hanekev ad shulei habeged. You don't want the garment to be all folded up because you've tied it too close. So leave the knot so that the garment is spread out within the knot. You don't tie the first knot of the tzitzis so the garment gets all squeezed up within the first knot. Even though technically if you did do it that way, it doesn't disqualify the tzitzis. Nonetheless, this is a way of beautifying the mitzvah, that the garment lies nicely within the knots of the tzitzis. So technically, if you did tie it too tightly and the garment got folded up within the knot, it's still kosher. We don't say, well, now it's no longer on the corner. But it's not the nice way of doing the mitzvah. It's much nicer to leave the garment regular and have the tzitzis tied in a way that doesn't squeeze up the garment. Shabbat shalom.